Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro is putting ethics issues at the top of his campaign. During a stop in Syracuse yesterday, Molinaro listed some of the proposals he thinks will make for better government in Albany. WRVO's Ellen Abbott has more.
Molinaro doesn't mince words, blaming the Cuomo administration for a spate of political corruption cases rocking the state in recent years.
These last 7 years have emboldened a culture of corruption that has sadly made New York perhaps the most corrupted state government in the country.
Molinaro says a pay-to-play mentality in particular infects the state's economic development strategy. His answer?
On day one, I will ask the state legislature to vote to prohibit those who do business with the state of New York from contributing to political campaigns, period. If you are seeking a contract or do business with the state, you should not be able to contribute, nor should any elected official in the state of New York, state of New York government, be able to receive dollars.
Molinaro proposes other ethics initiatives, including the establishment of a Moreland Commission to root out corruption and term limits. Molinaro is among a handful of candidates, including former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, trying to unseat Andrew Cuomo, who's running for his third term as governor. All have focused in some way on ethics after a Cuomo aide was convicted of corruption charges earlier this year, and the federal government now is in the midst of prosecuting an alleged bid-rigging scheme involving some of Cuomo's economic development initiatives. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.